Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Some people think that stem cell treatment means you can whistle. Welcome back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I can't whistle at all. You're actually much better at it than I am. You're actually much better at it.
I used to drive my parents crazy with whistling.
How are you feeling?
Feeling great, actually. Thank you for asking.
Joe's doing some things to improve his quality of life. I'm not going to get into it unless he wants to, and if he doesn't, that's fine. It's none of my business. But he's doing some good things. And you're not that old. How old are you? 46. So, I mean, this is a good time to be doing this.
It's a good time.
Yeah, good time to be doing this. So that's some good stuff. So, it's interesting the confluence of things that have occurred in my mind, Joe, because I've got some things going on in my life that I had to, unfortunately, send the best single stack 45 ACP ever made back to Joe to sell to somebody else after I waited for it for a year and a half. And that was one of those unfortunate things that sometimes you just can't help. But then along the way, and this is not rationalization, I began to think of some things, and I began to ponder some things. Now you do some collaborations with Jared Reston and Chuck Pressburg. They're part of your professional series, right?
Correct.
Now, have they ever asked you to build a single-stack gun for them?
No. You know, in their world, with training and what they do with law enforcement and military, wide body is life. I mean, honestly,
right?
It's really the lifeblood of what they do.
And to that end, for them, the guns you build become sort of their service gun, don't they? Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So. And also, the guns that you build with them, the guns you build with their input, also sell out in about 35 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
So when I came to you and I said, Joe, will you build, because at that time, Staccato had just come out with the Staccato P, and the Staccato P, the original Staccato P, was actually a commander length with a full-sized grip. Which I kind of liked.
Sure.
But after I shot one of Joe's guns, I think I shot the Night Fighter.
Correct.
I shot the Night Fighter first, and I'd never had anything like that happen before. I mean, I shot the Staccato XL the other day, and I mean, I expected that run like the Staccato P and the Staccato C2. It ran really, really good, but it's really, really big, you know? After I shot Joe's service-sized weapon, and then I got my WMG. See, my WMGC is not, in Joe's world, this is not a special weapon. But when I got Joe, and I said, Joe, would you build me a pistol on the same geometry as the original Staccato P, Joe told me. Now, normally, if he's not going to do it, he just goes, no. No explaining, no nothing. But this time he said, well, I don't normally build those. And I said, well, would you? And he did. And you built how many out of that initial run of the WMGC?
Oh, we built, a couple dozen. Eric just started on the next run of the fat WMGs that he's building, and I think there's seven in that batch.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a, people like it. Our most popular model is still either the NF model or the R model, which surprises me because the R model is a big gun. It's full-size all the weight.
Yeah.
But guys like it. They like the fact that it's soft.
Well, it's, you know, when you stick a gun out there, I mean, like even with the Staccato XL, I discovered that for me, putting a flashlight on that is a bridge too far.
Oh yeah.
It's just,
oh yeah.
So
yeah, you're not gonna carry that gun.
Nope. I have carried it. I carried it for 2 days just to see if I could do it inside the waistband. It looked like I had a weird degenerative disease on my right hip. But
yeah.
Back to my original thing. So when I got my fat WMGC, and I'm holding it in my hand now, and it has, I have scarred it. It has lovely scars on the slide because I have shot it the way it's supposed to be shot, which is it's a high-end tool. It's the lug nut wrench of a Bentley. Or maybe it's a little more of a precision tool for a Bentley, but it's certainly a and it shows no signs of anywhere except on the slide where I've unfortunately dragged it across something or something. Although the Frady side on is pretty pristine. I have, as I was sitting there crying in my cornflakes over having to sell my single stack 45 ACP that Kevin built under the auspice of Joe, that I waited so long for, as I was cradling my fat WMGC, I realized that I was holding the best gun shooting gun besides some of your other guns that I've ever shot. And so earlier this week, because when I sent him that gun, Joe told me, he said, Bill, there'll be other guns. But I think my next gun I want, and I told Joe this, would be another fat WMGC, except this one with one of Joe's compensators on it. Because looking at these guns are meant to be carried. And I don't work in a profession where I wear a big work rig on a daily basis to try and carry one of your guns, but I can carry this WMGC concealed and be happy about it. Be quite happy about it because it's just the best shooting gun there is.
Yeah, and I think honestly that when you see the gun that I've been working on, the prototype that I've been working on for a friend of mine, the M model, you're going to like it. You're going to really dig it.
I can believe that. I can believe that. Coming up on the first break. Now, getting on the list for the best shooting gun, the best shooting gun on the planet, the rarest of the beasts. Not everybody does it, but everybody does it once, wants to do it again, and there's a reason for that. And you have to do that. You have to go to chamberscustom.com. There you'll be communicating with the lovely and gracious Heidi. And who knows where that goes for you from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNTeam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. With the Patreon show that you do, which is where you pull guns apart and everything, has anybody ever tried to find fault with your guns? We got Joe. Somebody forgot to turn Joe up. Hello? There we go.
Okay, there we are.
I knew you were there. Whenever I ask you a question, then I'm like, hey, we still got that. Somebody forgot to turn you up. No big deal. This is the drama of live radio.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I find... excuse me. I measure our own guns for Patreon. And I put a number of reviews of our own guns with various stages of round count and cleaning and ammo use and all kinds of stuff on our own guns, because I want, you know, transparency is the key, and at the end of the day it's just about the math. And what we've found is that a properly built gun lasts longer tolerance wise than an improperly built gun, or I shouldn't even say improperly built. I should say a gun with looser tolerances from the beginning.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, one of the things that's important to remember is not all of us companies that do this do it to the same tolerances. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just finished, before we started the radio show, I just finished measuring a 1911 that was sent in to me. It's a 9mm full-size gun from a pretty popular company, and they're kind of a semi-custom maker. That's what I would call them. And this one retails for about $3,200. And you know, it has decent tolerances. They're not amazing, but they're decent. But you have to keep in mind, it's a $3,200 gun.
Right.
You know, they're not trying to get $8,000 or $9,000 out of this gun. So are the tolerances that I got on this gun unacceptable? Well, you have to look at the price point, I think. And you have to look at what they're trying to do with this particular gun. This particular gun is their base model gun. And you're not getting all the custom touches and custom features that you would get from a higher price point, if you will. So when you look at it from that perspective, and you look at the math from that perspective, it's easier to go, okay, that gun's a good value for what it is. If you like the style, the looks of that gun, you know, it's not a bad build based on the math for the price point. Now you can jump up, you know, $1,500, $2,000 more to a WMG and get a gun that is built mechanically in a far superior manner, but you're jumping up nearly $2,000. So, you know, for some people, I mean, that's almost double the price of this particular gun. So for some people, that's a bridge too far. They can't justify that. They want a really nice gun, but they can't justify almost double the cost. And I think it's important, you know, when I measure the guns, I always keep that in mind. What's the price point on this gun? Right. Same thing. I mean, you can compare it to rifles. I just got a rifle in today. I got a Sako TRG 22 in. It's a 308 caliber rifle. Very expensive rifle. Right.
Right.
Chassis system, multi adjustable trigger, hammer forged barrel, 60 degree bolt. I mean, it's these are amazing guns. Just like my 338, only it's smaller brother. Well, retails new $3,500. You can buy a Remington 700 or a Winchester Model 70 or a Tika T3 for a third that price. Does it do a good job? Sure, absolutely. Does it have all of the more customized, refined features that the Sako has? No, but you're not paying for that. So, you know, I think it's important to look at the price point. And so when I review my own guns that we build here at the shop, and I've reviewed guns that I've built, Eric's built, Brandon's built, and here soon I'll review a gun that Kevin builds after we get one in with a higher round count. And, you know, I'm honest about it. Look, this is the measurements that it started out with, and here's where it's at now at this round count. And let people see the difference of how guns wear based on how they're built initially. And that's, I think that's the most important part of it. You can see what you're getting for your money, basically.
Now, I think it's important to sort of differentiate here. Now, with a... with some guns, where they get out there and some of these, like I've owned a gun before where they said I had to shoot it 500 times in order to get it to, quote, break in. And there's a difference between a gun that has a good, tight slide fit versus one that they just jammed on there and they expect me to use the inertia of the gun as I pull the trigger to grind the metal down to where it will finally... It takes 500 rounds to get it to where it will actually function correctly, right?
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, and we're coming up on the next break, so you don't have time to answer this quite yet. But I'd like to know, simply because you're the Chambers guns are not tight. Some of them are sprung heavier than others, but as far as the slide movement is all, it always feels electromagnetic, like it's just sort of floating back and forth. But it is firmer, you know, than some of these competition sprung ones, and that's all about the spring. And I just like to know the difference between how you guys do what you do, and I already know the answer to it, but I want you to explain it, and versus these guys that are out there putting out guns saying, well, you're going to have to fire this thing 1,000 times to get it to break in order for it to be, and that's why it's so good, because we said it is. So you hang on for me. We'll talk about that on the next side. You can follow Joe on Patreon at 1911 University, the number 1911 University. Go check him out there. Go join his Patreon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is deciding to unseal part of an affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home. In a ruling on Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. As far as where we go from here, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the devil is now in the details. The Department of Justice is notorious for really overextended redaction.
The National Organization for Women says the suspension of Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is nowhere near enough. Watson was suspended for 11 games and fined $5 million over allegations made by 26 women related to sexual assault or misconduct allegations during massage appointments. USA Radio News. According to the Washington Times, the U.S. Marshals Service is drafting a sanctuary policy that would limit the agency's ability to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE. Under the policy, marshals would not be able to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE on the say-so of an immigration warrant or detainer request. Once the Marshals Service is finished processing an illegal immigrant for its custody purposes, the person is to be released, even if ICE has asked for a hold. China is teaming up with a country who's not necessarily an ally of the United States.
China is sending troops to Russia as part of a strategic military exercise for the first time since 2018. The exercises will take place from August 30th to September 5th in the eastern portion of Russia. The Chinese military in previous years sent an estimated 300,000 troops to a portion of Siberia and has headquarters close to the Chinese border.
Lance Pry reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Chuck, talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. What is the difference, Joe, between a gun that has been is and there's a few name brands I don't mind mentioning. I don't have to. But there's a few name brands out there that think their weapon is a little more than it actually is in reality versus, say, somebody who does a decent slide fit, which your slide fit is way beyond decent. It's sort of I often wonder if you have like a voodoo priestess that works out in the yard in Nebraska somewhere, but... just because it's just that spooky good. What's the difference between those? Because, one, the only reason you shoot the guns the way you shoot the guns is to measure that you're getting it where you want it to be based upon your mathematical equations and your historical precedents and what you know is going to work, right? That's why you shoot a gun as often as you do.
Correct.
But it's not to break it in.
No.
So what about...
I don't believe in that whole you got to shoot the gun to break it in thing. If the gun's not ready to shoot when it comes off the bench, then there's something wrong with the gun, in my opinion. That's
right.
Just my opinion.
Well, I share your opinion. Especially if you're... At a price point of $1,500, should a gun be able to function when you pick it up out of the box, should you have to go to the range and just know that you're going to waste 500 rounds of ammo to get it broke in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It should run right out of the box. You know, but again, that's just my opinion. Not all builders agree with that. You know, some builders think that you should have to shoot at 500 rounds or 1,000. And I look at that and go, well, that's wasted time. It's wasted ammo. It's wasted money. You know, if it's like, I don't know, it's like anything in life. You buy a car and the manufacturer says, oh, you have to drive this at 30 miles an hour for 1,000 miles before you can drive it at any speed you want.
Right.
No. Now, do you take a brand new car and drive it at 100 miles an hour? No. That's not wise. You know, but I just don't agree with that. I think if you buy a gun, especially at that price point, $1,500, and it should just run. Now, the caveat to that is some of these guns are not built to run with certain kinds of ammo. Right? So you may have a gun that simply won't feed XYZ type of hull. All right, that's fine. As long as you know that in advance, that's fine. But for the most part, that'll just run.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. I find that interesting that you point that out because it just made me think of something. So in the old days with Glocks, the reason that Agency Arms exists is because there was no Glock Performance Shop. So now you've got Boresight, and you've got Agency Arms, and you've got it's become a little cottage industry to rework a Glock. And that's because Glock out of the box did not address a whole bunch of things. But now, when you look at the market now today, most of these competitors of Glock have started coming out with front serrations. With the P320, which is now my favorite striker-fired gun, you can replace the whole lower part of it with whatever texture. Just buy a whole lower to go into it for $60.
Right.
They have addressed that part, and they have essentially, they've taken, you know, I've had Glocks that are $2,500 Glocks. Because of the customization they have to go through in order to get them to this point, that some of these guns now, with the exception of triggers, most of the time it's the trigger that I find to be some of the things, but now you've got the texture, now you've got the slide work, you've got the cuts coming now, they're already optics ready and everything. So why is it that there's some 1911 builders that get out there and say, well, it's only going to feed this kind of ammunition, given the way the rest of the market has moved? Any idea?
Oh, I don't know. I may be limiting their liability up here. You know, one way for a company to limit QC issues that they already know they have is just to go, you can only shoot this kind of ammo. Okay. Well, if you're buying that gun and you read that information, and then you try to shoot a different kind of ammo, and it doesn't work, don't call the company complaining.
Right.
You're the one that failed to comprehend what they tried to tell you in the beginning. Deal with it. You know, it's like back in the day when Glocks first came out, you weren't supposed to shoot lead ammo in Gen 1, 2, or 3 Glocks.
Right.
And, I mean, those of us who understood what was going on, we still did it. We just knew that we had to clean the barrel really regularly. Every few hundred rounds, you had to take the barrel out, brush it out real good, make sure the lead didn't build up, carry on as normal.
Right.
But Glock knew that the kind of barrel that they were using was not conducive to massive amounts of lead bullets. It would build up, and it would cause a problem. And so they put that in their literature. No lead bullets. Okay, cool. No problem. I understand. I'm buying this pistol, and I understand the limitations of it. You know, again, these kind of things, they should be common sense, but they're not, because not everybody has common sense. But these things transfer over to pretty much anything you buy in life. You know, you don't buy a package of ramen noodles and eat it dry. The directions clearly say, put in 10 ounces of water, heat in the microwave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so the simplest things even have specifics that you need to adhere to if you're going to get the optimal results out of it. Now, for our guns, you know. Well, even a perfect example of this with Chambers Custom is the new YC Squared guns that we're building right now. Those guns are built for a specific purpose. They're not a gamer gun. They're not a range toy. They are a concealed carry pistol, right? And as such, I've shot all of them that have come through the shop to be sent out. I shoot them, and I try them with a variety of ammo. And I learned early on with the way they're built and the spring setups and the function of the gun that these guns do not function with cheap range ammo. And so in the letter that each client gets when they get their gun, it says, look, don't shoot cheap range ammo. These guns function best with quality self-defense ammo. That doesn't mean that you won't find some quality range ammo that won't work. That's what we test them with. We test them with normal 124 or Magtech 115. Works fine. But if you take that pistol and you try to shoot, you know, bulk Remington Golden bullets, you know, the yellow box stuff,
yeah,
it's not going to run.
Yeah.
You know, if you try to shoot bulk Winchester White Box, it's not going to run. So don't
hang on
call
there.
Me.
Hang on there for me. We'll get back into this one when after the break. On YouTube, Chambers Custom is known as Chambers Custom. On Facebook, Chambers Custom. And on Instagram, Chambers Custom. Go check them out those various ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Very pleased that he's here today because I thought he might not be here because he's been doing some stuff. But actually, he's doing some good preventative maintenance. But let's get back to what we were talking about guns that are set up in certain ways to where they tell you not to do this, they tell you not to do that as a form of liability management or to make up for their quality control. Is that now only done with the 1911 platform? And once again, we haven't turned up Joe. There he is. Are you there, Joe?
I'm here.
You're turned up now.
All right.
I can tell when you're turned up. I just can't. I'm trying to ask the question hoping that things will time out right the right way. I understand why this happens. I just, you know, I get it. The drama of live radio. Anyway, you were saying.
You know, I don't know because I don't know what kind of limitations other companies are putting on their guns as far as ammo goes. I would just say that's a DYR situation. Do your research. If you're looking into a gun, you know, check out the manufacturer's website, see if there's ammo limitations, talk to some people on forums, see what kind of ammos they've had good luck with and what kind of ammos they haven't had good luck with. Because as you and I both know, people are always willing to share bad news.
All the time. All the time willing to share the bad news. But I mean, do you see my point, though? I mean, the market in one segment of the handgun market has responded by basically, I mean, there's still, like, for the SIG P320, there's Gray Man. Or gray guns, or whatever they call that. Gray guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for CZ, there's the Cajun guy. And there's also another CZ custom guy. And some of them still do custom work on all this and everything, but it's not so much to make the gun tolerable as to make it really special.
Right.
Because I've never told you about this guy either. I used to know this Portuguese gunsmith named Enrique Borgarese. And I would go to him because he was the only gunsmith I could find in the phone book, and he was close to where I lived. And Enrique was this older Portuguese gentleman, and when I would walk into his shop, he'd be listening to Italian opera on a very old radio. And he would dress the way, I mean, if you're picturing this in your mind, think of what a 70-something-year-old gunsmith would dress like if he's from Portugal. And you're probably going to be right. He had a handshake that would crush your hand. I mean, he just had that kind of workman's grip. And with him, gun customization was about making a gun special. Right? He did a lot of intricate carving on all steel guns, and he did special grips and all this other stuff. But his thing would be, well, you know, I don't know why you would do this, because why wouldn't you want to have just one really special gun out of all the guns you may own? I would go to him about my my Ruger P series. And he would get this look on his face. But, I mean, I can see some of these gun customizers that are out there. But, I mean, it's not like it was with Glock, because everybody that runs Glock, I guess they run Glock because the parts are so ubiquitous and everything, and it's so adopted a platform that you can find stuff for it everywhere. But by the same token, there's better guns out there. But that's because, and the better guns have responded to that market. With the 1911 market, though, like, there's nothing that Dan Wesson makes that I wouldn't know. Nothing.
Yeah, Dan Wesson makes great guns.
Dan Wesson 1911s are very, very, very good. As a matter of fact, there's a few Rock Island Armories that I wouldn't mind having. I've never shot a Ruger. I want to try a Taurus, to be quite honest with you. Have you ever had a Taurus come across your desk?
I had a Taurus in the safe.
Yeah?
That they sent me to review.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you had any sort of a look at it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's actually a review on YouTube that's public.
From Chambers?
Yeah.
I'll have to go look for that.
Yeah,
I'll have to go look for that.
Let me double check real quick while we're here. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that I made that review public.
Well, the thing about Taurus that intrigues me is that Taurus does everything but mine their own raw material when it comes to a gun. Taurus is a gigantic conglomerate. And they also do some stuff that is, you know, everybody else sort of clones each other. They don't mind going out there and doing something a little different here and there. And I've owned Taurus guns before, and I'll probably own Taurus guns again, but I haven't ever tried their 1911, and I want to try that. So I'll have to go look at that review you put up of it, because it might surprise me.
I think what you'll find with the Taurus is it is a very low-end gun, price-wise, right?
Okay.
I mean, you can pick them up for $500, sometimes less, depending on where you're buying them. And, you know, what I said in the video is, you know, would I buy one of these? Yeah, if knowing the limitations of it and knowing that it's not, you know, it's not a high-dollar gun, it's not built to great or even good tolerances. I haven't shot mine yet. I'm going to. I was supposed to 2 weeks ago, but I got busy before I went out of town. But, you know, it's a low-end gun.
Right.
So if you buy one, you don't expect too much, right? It's like buying a Yugo. You're not expecting too much.
Right.
You want it to get you there and not burn up.
Right.
And I think it'd make a great truck gun, make a great toolbox gun or fishing box gun or whatever. Would I carry a Taurus every day myself personally? No, because I have better options.
Sure.
You know, but if it was the only gun I had, sure, I would figure out what ammo functioned properly with it 100% of the time, and I would go with that.
I get you. Okay. Yeah, I want to try one of those just to see. I want to try the Ruger. I have tried the SIG, and we're about to run out of time, but like the SIG and the Smith & Wesson have the extractor on the outside of the gun, which I find interesting. In the remaining minute before we're gone, what do you have to say? What do you think about those two brands, the way they sort of made that little minor deviation?
The SIG?
Yeah.
When SIG first came out with their 1911s, they were exceptional. They used excellent quality parts. They were built nice for the price point. The ones I've seen in the past couple of years, they're on the same scale, I think, as the Smith & Wessons or the Rugers or the Rock Islands. You know, they're kind of a medium low end gun. They're not quite down there with the Taurus quality, but they're not quite up there with Dan Wesson.
Gotcha. All right.
And the Ruger, you know, Ruger's always maintained a baseline of quality for what they are. They know their price point, they know their audience, and they build a gun for that.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Thank you for joining me today. I love it when we get to do 1911 University. I wish you continued success with your endeavor, and I'll be talking to you.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. And I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.